Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. If you listen for it, you'll hear it. You'll hear it during pleasant conversations at dinner parties. You'll hear it during low-key banter between cubicles at the office. You'll hear it during the lunch break on the factory floor, during holidays with relatives, or during block parties with neighbors. What you'll hear is the well-intentioned comment that Christianity is great for those who find it useful to get through life. Hey, if it helps you get through the tough times, good for you, someone will say with a smile. God disagrees. In fact, the Bible goes so far as to say that if that's what you're getting out of Christianity, people should pity you more than they pity anyone else. You see, if the story of Jesus in the Bible is in the same category as Aesop's fables, if it turns out that Christianity is just good advice delivered through a made-up story, then Christians are living a pitiful lie. That's why the resurrection of Jesus Christ means everything. On your behalf, Jesus lived a perfect life. On your behalf, Jesus died for your every sin, and his resurrection was real, too. The living word of the living God has made it a matter of public record. And so, Christianity is not about advice. Christianity is about Jesus. Christianity is about the Savior, who lives to keep his promises to you, today, tomorrow, forever. Dear Jesus, thank you for your death, your resurrection, and your living promises to me. Empower me by your gospel to remember that Christianity is not about following some advice. It's about trusting you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.